Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, we might, I mean, going to miss it because what the heck, the weasel of all. Evil Weasel Wednesdays. It's also the 9th day of January 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 43 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we got rain, cold, you know, winter rain. At least it ain't snow, I suppose. Anyways, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Oh, say, today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. And we're going to show our appreciation as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. LED, L-E-A-D, LED. That's what they got. That's what they have for you. LED, cop. I mean, I put this on the when we posted this. Cop is a constable on patrol, is what it's supposed to stand for. But as there is not one lawful officer, these are it's all you know corporate union murdering enforcers. Corporate occupation police sounds more like it to me. Today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. LEAD, LED. Go ahead.
It's also Weasel Wednesday.
Okay, that's what I said. It just kind of worked right in there, didn't it? This is from LED from Concerns of Police Survivors. On January 9th, 2019, partnering organizations in support of law enforcement officers nationwide will promote National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Well, law enforcement, I'll tell you what, every goddamn one of you is a goddamn traitor to this country. You are a corporate murder force for the fraudulent, illegal, treasonous United States corporation that can't exist, which is a violation of the supreme law of this land, the 9th article to the People's Bill of Rights, which makes it a violation of the complete Bill of Rights, ratified in 1791 as absolute law of this nation. In light of recent negativity directed toward law enforcement nationally, there is a need to show law enforcement officers our citizens. You citizens, you 14th, and that's who they enforce it on, too. That's what this enforcement thing is about enforcing your subjugation to the United States Corporation, your subjugation as a subject, as a slave. That's what they enforce, don't you see? in light of recently negative directed towards law enforcement nationally, there is a need to show law enforcement officers that our citizens recognize the difficult and sometimes impossible career they have chosen in public service to us all. On January 9th of each year, we will call our nation's citizens, subjects, you know, the plebes, the coolies, the ones who are not of the ruling class, the ruled, to action to support their oppression but via of law enforcement. Those citizens who appreciate being subject servant bucking traders and for law enforcement and are discouraged about the negative attention being given to law enforcement are encouraged to take time on January 9th to show their support. Our citizens can show their support in a number of ways. Number one, change your profile picture on social media to the JPG image provided, and it provides a Facebook. I don't know what the fuck the image is. We didn't put it up, but we're just going to counter these. We're just going to go in and let's talk about this law enforcement, this 14th Amendment corporate Murder Incorporated.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, they never express or never even just talk about, you know, they have arrest quotas and, you know, ticket quotas to steal and rob and jail us.
Oh, hell
yes. You know, they never put that on the forefront. Then you want to ask them about it, you know, they always want to deny.
Well, there's a lot of things they don't want to talk about, Dion. And we got a list of them right here. We're going to read our list as they read their list of things we want to do to bow down and lick their fucking boots. 14-year-old Sammy Weaver, shot in the back by federal marshals on August 21st, 1992 in Idaho. A 14-year-old boy down on his father's private property, where U.S. marshals were on that same private property without presentation of warrant and without a common law jurisdiction necessary to even confront the Weavers, operating on maritime admiralty jurisdiction, which does not apply on this land. And it was and even when they passed the act for Washington, D.C., was never supposed to get outside that 10-mile square. I don't think Washington, D.C. is adjacent to goddamn Idaho. Sammy Weaver was walking down, walking down the hill, thought they were after a deer because they could hear noise down there. And so they shoot the kid's dog, and then they shoot a 14-year-old boy right in the fucking back and kill him dead. Yeah, we appreciate that, law enforcement, you illegal, treasonous, dog shit eating bastards. Vicky Weaver, shot in the head by federal marshals on August 22nd, 1992 in Idaho, with her baby in her arms, because Lon Hariuchi, that little chink motherfucker, sniper. Well, but see, they had an illegal force there without jurisdiction in Idaho over those, especially without jurisdiction over the Weaver family or any semblance of it. It is a fraudulent, illegal corporate operation ran through fucking corporate unions. They are the corporate murdering enforcers for the federal corporation. And it is murder, murder, murder. They murdered Vicky Weaver. They murdered Sammy Weaver. Let's see what their second thing here is. Wear blue clothing in support of law enforcement. Let's talk about 76 Branch Davidians, including 17 children, burned to death at by the ATF on April 19, 1993 in Texas. Let's talk about that. 17 little children burned to death. There was 76 people were burned to death, but 17 of them, they care so much for children. They'll kill you.
Yeah, those kids were actually from the CS gas. It's convulsion so bad it broke their back.
Oh, I know. I was going to mention that. You're right. Absolutely right, Charlie. I've seen the true documentaries on what happened there. They put in two different kinds of gas into that made serum gas. I've seen the little skeletons of the... Oh, God, what a horrible way to die, people. Yeah, we thank you for that.
That's what I do to all them Congress and all them cops.
You goddamn
same
right.
Goddamn
you goddamn right. 70, burn, I mean, like he said, they didn't burn. They sarin gas, man, and what it does. I mean, I've seen the twisted little skeletons and stuff of those little children because they love children, and you know they love the American people, and they're serving us. This is some more of these dog shit eating got boys in blue. This illegal policing force. It is fucking legal. It is barred by the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights, ratified law. At the absolute superior law of this goddamn land. They try to say, it's just a few bad apples. Bullshit. It is Murder Incorporated. And even if you haven't shot somebody, you're fucking guilty as the day is long because you are an accessory to those murders. Go ahead.
Can y'all repeat that? What you say the guys did? What to the Branch Davidians?
Those kids, when they see, they put two different kinds of gas when they went in with those tanks and crashed through the walls of the church. They threw in two different kind of gases that, when mixed, make sarin gas. And when they took the little skeleton, like they showed on the documentary I watched, I don't even know the name of it. It's been so many years, but they showed the little skeletons of the kids, and it twists your body. I mean, it just like contorts. It's a terrible, horrible way to die. It's what they claim they used over there in Syria. And we said, you just touch it on your skin, you're fucking dead. But before those kids were even burned, they released that gas, and that gas, I mean, it killed them. And it's in a horrible way, twisted them.
There was a lawyer, black person, Wayne Martin, his name, and he knew the Bill of Rights, and they killed him. He's my hero.
Well, yeah. Is he the guy that brought that forth?
Yeah, just look at Wayne Martin 911 call.
Right on. But yeah, that's what I mean. Here's your benevolent. You're out there working for you every day. Bullshit. They are working for an illegal occupation of our country. They are working for a fraudulent federal fucking corporation. And like I said, you can look up the word corporation, and you can look up the word republic, and you tell me that one is the other, or the other is that one, because it isn't. It is an illegal corporation. It is, like I said, it's like fucking Walmart coming in and saying, because we're just taking goddamn over. We're removing your rights. You will do what you will. You are becoming our subjects. We were going to write a piece of legislation right here because we can. And it's going to say that you're our subject. You're subject to all our legislation now, even if that legislation violates the highest law in this fucking land. We just now canceled that law. What we did, instead of us being your servant, we just made you our fucking property, is what we did. Let's see what else they want us to do for these pigs. Send a card of support to your local police department or state agency. Well, let's see who we got next here on our list. Kelly Thomas, beaten on July 5th, 2011, died 5 days later in California. And we've got the video up. That's the one I put up with this story where the cop, one of these fine police officers, or these enforcers. That's what they law enforcement, enforcement. That's, I mean, it's not, the sheriffs and the constables were peace officers. They were there to maintain the peace, and they were there to serve the papers of the common law court under the common law jurisdiction that they were sworn into, and to enforce the orders of the common law court that they were sworn into under the common law jurisdiction. Everything that we're going through on this list of murders has been done under the admiralty police state jurisdiction. I mean, but it is a, it's, I mean, it's a, because they, it call it a corporation. When they made it a corporation and then they went to their law books and changed the definition of a corporation to a person, that made it an aristocracy, a corporate aristocracy, where you and I are the subjects, and they want to kill us too fucking bad. So far, what we went through here, has anybody gone to jail for any of this shit? Hell no. They even had for Kelly Thomas, they had a trial. Oh, but they were all acquitted. And if you watch that tape, tell me they didn't murder that man. And they did it with zero jurisdiction to even be talking to that man. They might take away the clothes, the union badge, and think about what they did, and it's got to be a hideous murder. It'd be the death penalty. See what else they want us to do here. Share a story about a positive law enforcement experience on social media. Here's a positive law enforcement story for you. Marion Carey, shot by Capitol Police on October 3rd, 2013 in Washington, D.C. She didn't have a driver's license. She pulled up. She had her one-year-old baby in the back in a goddamn car seat, and she just panicked because they had put up a roadblock where there wasn't supposed to be a roadblock, and she was just trying to get away from them. And finally, she ran her car into a fucking dumpster where she was dead in the water. So they walked up with fucking M16s and executed her in her car right in front of her little baby. There's a story for you. See what else they want us to do for the... Go ahead.
They feared for their life. Just like that poor 23-year-old mama holding her baby.
You goddamn right. Don't forget that the entire corporate Congress, calling themselves Congress, those fucking charlatans occupying our highest seats of power through an act of fraud, stood and applauded the fucking execution of Marion Curie. Don't forget it.
That corporation can never die, so that's how they own land forever. That's how the federal government gets around owning 90% of the damn country.
Yeah, but they don't. It's all a fraud, Charlie. It's all a fraud,
right,
isn't it?
Exactly.
But what it comes down to...
They get around is because it's a corporation.
Exactly. Fucking exactly, man. They don't own shit. They were goddamn hired flunkies by all intents and purposes. But, of course, the Constitution was written in the Admiralty by the group of the Admiralty who had received the sword of surrender from Lord Cornwallis at Yorktown.
It's against the common law to take land like that. The common law says only a living being can own land.
Well, the common law also says that to take your land, or just like with the asset forfeiture, there is a process that it doesn't matter, you know, which way you want to look at this, Charlie. Every time they've taken somebody's land, they haven't followed the due process, the absolute procedural due process guaranteed. We guaranteed it to one another, guaranteed by the people to the people, and their superior jurisdiction under the common law that you will follow this fucking procedure. The thing is, they could never take our land anyway. Go ahead.
I wanted to take a picture yesterday. There was a McDonald's, and right beside it was 100 little bitty travel trailers. That's the future.
Oh yeah, you goddamn right. I mean, they think they've got this all laid out, and the end of the story is here. We ain't forgetting none of this shit. And when this goes down, you have it's this whole law enforcement. Today's National Law Enforcement Appreciation. We sure appreciate it. We appreciate you fucking violating our fucking Bill of Rights, the supreme law of this land. We appreciate you violating our superior authority over the goddamn government and coming in as goddamn corporate enforcers to kill our people at will and then walk away from it because the corporation has sanctioned your murder. Well, with the people who... Go ahead.
It makes me want to puke anytime somebody calls them people officers. I just want to spit on them.
Yeah. It's disgusting that people could become so goddamn stupid as to not... I mean, when this thing goes down, I imagine one of these guys in the fucking court, like Ron Heriucci, who killed Vicky Weaver, shot her in the fucking head with her baby in her arms. Think about it. I was just following orders. I didn't know about that.
There would be no punishment enough. I mean, I wouldn't know. If I was on the jury, it would just be, I don't know what you could do nothing you could ever pay it back.
Well, again, the corporate state of Idaho, through the Admiralty, they did indict Lon Heriucci. But the superior United States Corporation granted him complete immunity for the murder of Vicky Weaver. And they were also the marshals who killed Sammy Weaver. Now they say Kevin Harris shot the guy with the .06, but there's a lot going around that story too, that he was someone who wasn't really down for this shit, and they shot him, and they're the ones that shot him. But it doesn't matter.
They shot first. I'm pretty sure the story was.
They shot Sammy Weaver's dog, and then Sammy Weaver fired a couple of rounds from a Mini 14 at him and turned around and ran. He was running away, a 14-year-old boy, after somebody he couldn't even see, shot his fucking dog right in front of him, and they shot him right square in the goddamn back.
They deserve proper.
The Superior Court, you know, Henry, you know, they would have created precedents if they would have upheld it. You know, we can't have that, can we? You can't choke presidents. My goodness, you know.
The common law courts had already been removed. There was no common law. There was no common law filing. That's why the Superior United States Corporation, because the states are just subcontractors under the main corporation. And so the board overruled them. The high corporate board consisting of the attorney general and the cabinet for the goddamn executive branch. You know, the law enforcement branch is supposed to be in this government.
Right, right. But if they would have upheld it, right? I mean, am I right or wrong on this? They would have created a precedent, so therefore, then you can't have precedents because then they can go back and win another one and another one. So they don't want precedents, right?
Precedents on what, Mark?
Well, I mean, that verdict was overturned, right?
No.
I mean,
No. He was never prosecuted. He was indicted. And the federal corporation stepped in and go, no, he's granted federal immunity from prosecution by the state of Idaho. Because that state of Idaho, see, they were operating in the admiralty. And the admiralty is crown fucking law. It's the Star Chamber Courts. The higher up you go, the more power there is. And the boys at the top said no. Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
I got you. My bad. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Share a story about it. Oh, we did that one. Ask children in your community to write letters in support of law enforcement. Hey, you mean for the people that burn little children? You know, after they burned those little children at Waco, like Charlie pointed out, they didn't die of at least, oh, goddamn, I don't know what's worse, sarin gas or being burned alive. And neither one is a way to die, people. But after they murdered those people, they raised the ATF flag up over that fucking burnt church, and they were high-fiving each other. Yeah, way to go. We just murdered children. And it was murder. Because they couldn't have had a fucking a common law warrant because there was no goddamn common law court for it to come from. The ATF is a foreign corporate fucking ration operating in this goddamn country e-fucking legally under the illegal United States Corporation. Working as a subcontractor. It's all contract subcontract right down to the local fucking pig. That's a subcontractor. It's all contracts. That's why it's so hard for us to push the Bill of Rights and push the people to step out and fucking take this shit on and defy them and enforce the Bill of Rights. Because even your local people around you, see, they're getting contracts from the city. You know, your guy's got a little construction business. He's getting contracts from the city. Some of them get contracts from the federal government. And if you got a government contract, boy, that's where you get to fucking really get in the trough and suck. But they're not going to go against it. They're not going to go for the fucking Bill of Rights because they don't want rid of this goddamn corporate America because it's been very, very good to the people who would stab you in the back, commit treason against you, and every one of them deserves the rope. Every one of them that's going along with it today. Every one of them that comes up on the air and starts talking about, I would contract this and I would contract that down at the border is a goddamn paid fucking controlled opposition, because there's only one issue at hand here, and that is that 14th Amendment. Am I a subject slave, or am I a goddamn free man with that Bill of Rights, the ratified law, ratified by every state in the fucking union, the people's fucking rights, their natural rights that they're born with? But no, there's got to be a way to settle this and keep the corporation so that the corporation can continue to go around taking money from at gunpoint from people and giving it to your ass in a fucking contract. And that goes down to the lowest contract. You hold a contractor's license, you're one of them. And all the records are there. When the day comes, fucking you're going to answer up. Make no mistake about it, industry, because that's what you do. You love industry more. You love industry and the mammon that it produces more than you love freedom and liberty. And that's the truth of it. Let's see what they want us to do next here. Participate in Project Blue Light. Proudly display your blue light in support of law enforcement. Law enforcement that cannot exist on this goddamn continent. I mean, in this country anyway. In the United States of America. The only goddamn law there was here was the goddamn common law. That was our self-governance. That was how we prosecuted our lives ourselves, apart from any government over us. The government was beneath us. The government was our servant, not our master. But then
I saw a house, Henry, in Ohio. I was driving by on the interstate, and I saw a house completely lined in blue Christmas lights. I couldn't fucking believe. I mean, just unbelievable.
Well, there's your enemy. I bet he's got a contractor's license. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, the whole house.
The day will come. The day will come because this shit is not going to slow down. It's only going to accelerate. The day will come when he'll fucking throw those blue lights away and pray to God that nobody ever took a picture of him or remembers his ass, because he's going to be one of them that's going to fucking hang. Eric Garner. Y'all remember Eric Garner, don't we? Choked to death on July 17th, 2014 in New York for selling cigarettes on the fucking sidewalk. Oh, first thing that went through my head when that happened was, that's the first example of free enterprise I've seen in a long time. Ain't no guy, and without jurisdiction, these goddamn corporate enforcers came because he did not have a permission. He did not have the permission of the corporation to operate in commerce. He was acting as a free man standing there on the goddamn sidewalk. He was a free American national. He could sell fucking cigarettes all day long if he wants to. But they came and they murdered him on camera. And you know what? Nothing happened to him. That's why I say every fucking one of them's complicit. Every one of you deserves the fucking rope. And I know you're going to be burning those uniforms when this shit goes down. You're going to be hiding. You're going to be fucking hoping to God that nobody recognizes you. That's one of them. He was one of them. Boom. You will be hunted down like the fucking animals you are. Like the animals you've proven yourself to be. See here. Organize an event or rally in support of your law enforcement officers. Let's see here. What's next on ours here? Oh, we got 12-year-old Tamron Rice shot November 22nd, 2014. A 12-year-old kid playing with a plastic gun in the park. The fucking cops come flying up within fucking feet of him. I mean, it couldn't have been 5 feet between him and the cop that just jumped out of the fucking car and shot him fucking dead. Without a word. Murder. And without the jurisdiction to even be talking to that boy. Zero jurisdiction. In violation of the goddamn law. Not in enforcement of it. See what else we got here. Advertise your support through local media outlet billboards. Let's see what we got here. Jack Yannis. Jack Yannis up in Idaho. Shot November 1st, 2015. Mr. Yannis owned a ranch. Somebody had hit one of his cows. And the police called him like they had on several occasions before to come put the fucking cow down because you got to put the cow down. It got ran over. It's all busted up. It's suffering. Bring your rifle down here like you have many times in the past and put the animal down. Mr. Yannis gets out and he's standing with his gun and the fucking cops shoot him down dead right in front of his wife and his son. Murder! That's why we should worship these fucking murderers, huh? These without jurisdiction, in violation of the supreme law of this land, murderers. Because that's what they are. See what we got here. Post the public service announcement supplied by COPS, that is corporate occupation police stations, to your organization webpage or social media pages. Most importantly, if you see an officer, thank a police officer. Well, I'll thank you for the last one on our list here. Lavoy Finnegan, shot dead on January 26, 2016. Going to a meeting with a sheriff in another county, a scheduled meeting with a sheriff in another county, as a set up ambush designed to murder him, to take his life without due process of the law by sons of bitches with zero authority acting as, this is like enemy soldiers in your goddamn country. These fuckers don't, they didn't have the authority to even talk to Lavoy Finnegan. Let alone fucking ambush him and murder him and try to kill everybody that was with him, by the way. Anyway, that's our salute to the goddamn sons of bitchin' law enforcement. You pieces of shit. You're enforcing You're enforcing fraud and treason. That's what you enforce. And you are without authority. And you do not have, and when you come at us, and you come at an American national, you're coming at a person of superior authority, of the common law authority, of the common law jurisdiction. And you come at us to violate our fucking Bill of Rights like you did every one of these people on this list. It is our duty as American nationals that fucking ratified that, our ancestors ratified that Bill of Rights and said it was the absolute law, to blow your fucking head off. How about that? And as for the, you know, there was an article the other day talking about the high rate of suicide among these pigs, even higher than the military. Well, there's one, some of them out there that got little itty bitty bitty teeny tiny little pieces of conscience left in their goddamn bodies after becoming a part of this fucking Murder Incorporated. And so, you know, only thing I can say to them is, you know, thank you for saving us the bullet. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Here, this one's for all the corporate pigs out there. I hope you're listening, man, because this one's for you. This is what we see when we look at you, you corporate piece of shit.
Just in case you don't remember, let me jog your memory. In a church they called the Waco Compound, back in April 93, 17 little children, all so helpless and so small, died a senseless death of gas and flames. How many names can you recall? 17 little children. Don't it make you wonder why? 17 little children, how could they deserve to die? Maybe we should stop and ask ourselves if we become so blind. Well, 17 little children, finally open up your mind. How did you sleep last night, Bill Clinton? Tell me, did you feel their pain? As 17 little children cried out and perished in the flames. Attorney General Janet Reno, I accept your offer to resign. How can you stand for law and order now when you won't answer to your
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1241 Pacific Time, and that was 17 Little Children by Carl Lang. It said Lang. I thought it was Carl Klang, but Carl Lang that we listened to there at the break. Let's worship these son of a bitches, shall we? And it was, and you know, there's a verse in there about the media. You know, coming on and trying and demonizing. Waco is when it should have fucking started. That should have been the end of this bullshit. They came and murdered fucking 76 American nationals right in front of our fucking eyes on TV. And then, like I said, you sarin gas and shit on them. Why? Because the ATF was getting ready to lose funding. That's why they planned this whole attack on Mount Carmel. That, and they had some goddamn videos there showing two little children that were murdered in Arkansas as a part of the Clinton drug running international drug running operation. That's why those people were murdered. And is one of them, did one of them get any justice for killing those people? Hell no. Did anybody take revenge? Hell no. Because for the people to actually stand up, they'd have to. The goddamn money. I need my money. I got to have that money, or else I got to survive. I hate to see 17 little kids burned to death or sarin gassed to death. But the money, the contracts. You know, if we tear down this corporate fucking government, how will we survive? We'll have to actually write our own fucking contracts that are not sanctioned by the state, which is the state corporation or the federal corporation. We have to write our own contracts. And we have to execute our own contracts through our common law courts, through our common law jurisdiction. No goodies. It's always the people, you know, they bitch about people on welfare and stuff, but goddamn those corporate contracts, if that ain't the fucking this welfare of welfare, I'll eat my hat. Now, staying in harmony with what we're doing today, Pinellas deputy resigned after mailing a toy bomb to an agency lieutenant. This is from IONTB, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A patrol deputy has resigned after he admittedly mailed a toy bomb to a sheriff's office lieutenant as a joke, causing an evacuation at the sheriff's administration building. The incident occurred at about 3 p.m. on Tuesday, January 8, 2019, at the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office Administration Building located at 10750 Olmerton Road. Deputy James Piper, age 59, has resigned after he admittedly mailed a toy bomb to a sheriff's office lieutenant as a joke, causing an evacuation of the sheriff's administration building. Because it's all it is. It's all corporate administration. It is not fucking legal. They have no authority. You have as much authority as fucking Walmart to go out and shoot people and fucking write down their policies and demand that the people that of this country obey their goddamn orders. Their Roman civil law. According to investigators, Lieutenant Joseph Garretts was in his office at the Sheriff's Administration building when he received a package through inter-office mail. Lieutenant Garretts opened the box at the desk. The box was insulated with plastic packaging and contained a red cylinder-shaped object which, with protruding wires. A handwritten note with the word BOOM was included inside the package. Upon opening the box, seeing the handwritten note and the wires, he immediately vacated his office and made notification of the potential threat. Portions of the sheriff's administration, because that's all it is, the union administration of illegal corporate enforcers, building were evacuated, and a handler with a canine bomb detection dog was called to the scene. The canine did not alert to the suspicious package. Members of the Tampa Police Department bomb team responded and confirmed that the device was not a threat. The device was determined to be a toy bomb. Sheriff Bob Gulateri sent agency-wide communications regarding the partial evacuation and that the device was not a threat. After seeing the sheriff's communication regarding the suspicious device, Deputy James Piper immediately contacted his supervisor at the union and informed him that he sent the package to the lieutenant as a joke. The supervisor notified his chain of command. Deputy James Piper resigned effective immediately. Piper was hired from 1982 to 2015 and rehired again on January 17, 2017 by the sheriff's office. And he'll have another job working for the goddamn corporate fucking murder squads next week. It might not be here. It'll be somewhere else. But hey, the whole point that I brought this stupid ass article up is, what would happen to you or I if we mailed a toy bomb to anybody, let alone a fucking sheriff, and they knew we did it? What would anybody out there, come on, let's say, what would happen to you?
You'd be thrown in jail. You'd be eating peanut butter sandwiches for about 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, exactly correct. But see, this is the internet. This is when we talk about international corporate mafia, those words are correct. It is a corporate aristocracy. It is completely illegal, and we, the people, are negligent. Like I said, at Waco, what the fuck does it take, man? After Ruby Ridge, I tell you, that's when it really put a lot of enthusiasm in me to get further involved in what I've been doing for fucking about 30 years now. But and then when Waco happened, I was just like, God damn, man, where in the hell is there really militia in this goddamn country? Is there anybody that gives a fuck in this country? The people from Waco should have came out there with their fucking rifles and shot those motherfuckers down dead. Murderers. But no, the mainstream propaganda machine came on and demonized old David Koresh, and they actually did them kids a favor, those little children that were twisted, their little twisted bodies. They did them a favor by burning them alive and hitting them with that sarin gas to get them away from that monster, David Koresh. Like I said, what would happen to you or me? This is fucking shit has been out of hand for a whole long time. And anybody out there talking about any kind of operations within this goddamn corporation, in talking about anything but the goddamn absolute demand that the 14th Amendment be fucking removed and that all of these son of a bitches be jailed and tried and executed for the fucking high treason they have absolutely committed. It can't be denied. It's fact. Lafayette police officer shot in the back by another officer fleeing from aggressive dog. This is from Journal and Courier, sent in by Angel for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A Lafayette police officer was shot accidentally after fleeing an aggressive dog during an investigation at North 9th Street at a North 9th Street apartment. Officer Lane Butler entered the apartment with two other officers while investigating a criminal mischief complaint at an apartment at 813 North 9th Street between Salem and the Union Streets at 10:45 a.m. Tuesday. During the course of the investigation, the officers learned that a subject wanted on a warrant was possibly residing and visiting in the apartment. No, they had no warrant. They cannot have a warrant for an American national unless it comes from a common law court, and they remove the common law courts. The common law jurisdiction is still very much alive in each and every one of us. We're born with it. And through that jurisdiction, in enforcing that jurisdiction, and in enforcing that ratified law, we have the right to... I mean, like I've said before, you go overseas and they're over there killing people in Yemen and Iraq and in Syria and Libya. Murdering children by the fucking thousands. And wow, it's all right to murder children by the thousands. Why are you doing that? Why are you murdering those little children over there? Well, we're doing it to preserve their freedoms and liberties for the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, don't you know? I tell you people right now, it is our fucking duty to enforce that. If we don't enforce that Bill of Rights, we deserve whatever we get. And this should be what people are talking about in every instance. What the fuck do I care about a speech that goddamn Donald Trump gave yesterday about a fucking wall on the border that is so goddamn irrelevant? Like that's going to stem the tide at all. It's just a fucking, it's a ploy. It's a diversion as they keep pouring over our border. And every once in a while you'd get an article thrown in there. Oh, they're going to let them go in the military. They're going to give them green cards, let them go in the military. When they get out of the military, they can join those corporate fucking, murder unions, and they can come and murder you, and they can come and murder me. It's all a fraud. It's all illegal. It is our duty to put these motherfuckers down. I tell you. Oh. Possibly visiting the during the course of the investigation, officers learned that a subject wanted on a warrant was possibly residing or visiting the apartment. The Lafayette Police Department reported that the 9th Street homeowner was cooperative and allowed officers to search the apartment for the subject, and I'm sure he did. Just like the guy with the blue lights around his fucking house. You're good slaves. You want to be slaves. The lowest form of fucking human life on this goddamn planet, and you want it. You fucking dig it because it gives you some kind of, you think if you suck the ass of these goddamn if you suck the ass of the corporation hard enough, and it is true, the harder you suck the ass of the corporation, the better you're gonna do in this corporate dictatorship. How's that work for you? So get them lights up and suck that ass. Forget about freedom and liberty. Be a corporate ass sucker. That's what you are. And also make sure you get out there and vote your corporate fucking straw man vote when the time comes. Because these same people who are out there who are not covering this, who are not talking about the fact that the goddamn 14th Amendment cannot be. It was created without authority, and it was inserted in the Constitution without authority in violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights, ratified absolute motherfucking law. They ain't going to talk about that. They're going to talk about how we should contract to do this. I mean, I heard the word contract about 20 fucking times this morning. I'm talking about, you know, this is supposed to be the Patriots talking. Oh, I'd have this contract here and this contract over there and that government money contract. You ain't, that's what you people have always been about. That's why 17 little children got burned to death and there wasn't a goddamn thing done about it. Because there's never been nobody out there do anything about it.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
This is Hal.
Hey, brother, how's it going?
That's rough, but hey, I can handle it. Way behind schedule on here in the cold, but, you know, we're making it. About 80 degrees in here now, but that's not why I called. I don't have a computer. This is the only way I can only listen in. I can't even do shit right now, but that's coming around. But I just wanted to say, these pigs deserve every thank you they get.
Oh, yeah.
Every freaking grain of it.
You're goddamn right. They deserve a lot of thank yous.
Every thread of it.
Like I said, when this shit breaks loose, they'll be burning them uniforms and running and find them some spider holes.
But I'll send some updates when I can. This camera on this phone don't work. It's looking good inside. It looks like a Sambo shack outside, but
Hey,
it's
matter.
Coming around.
Hey, it's warm.
You know, but hey, it is.
Yeah, that's right,
you,
man.
Like, fall asleep and have a dream that you stoked up the wood stove and you wake up and go, shit.
Same here,
anyway,
man.
Anyway, I just want to touch base with you. I'm still out here. I got difficulties, but, you know, we'll override them. It just takes time.
Right on, brother.
You know, you want to get away from these peckerheads, and you really can't until you come up to them and you know, stick this buck knife in their fucking throat. Excuse my language. But
no problem.
You know.
I don't mind it when I know it comes from the heart and you mean it.
Well, I didn't. I tried not to.
I try all the time, but I mean, you know, I talk about this all the time. You know, like the controlled media, you know, they speak perfectly, and they never say anything like ass or butt or anything on it. But you know what? This is fucking bullshit, dude. This is like at the edge of a fist fight. You're not sitting there talking. Well, you're not discussing the matter. You're saying, you motherfucker, and you know what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, when I hear that tune, you know, it wants to push out a tear, but it pushes out rage.
That's it?
It does. You know, I wasn't even going to call in because I got the generator running out there pulling stuff out of RV, and I just want to say they deserve every freaking grain. Every grain they get, every thread they get.
You goddamn
and
right.
And I hope it's poly rope so they stretch a little bit and their toe touches the ground and they choke
just whatever suits us.
Hemp rope's good, too.
We're going to show them how creative we can get. But exactly. I mean, but you know, campaigns. And you got to, I'm going to tell you something else. These fucking campaigns to fucking, because they've, they, you know, it would not, you know, if I watch TV at all, I don't have like a cable thing. You know, I watch something like that I've downloaded, like a series or something, and you watch the old, gun smokes from the, wagon trains or these old black and white westerns. And man, I mean, it was the sheriff sitting there, you know, and the guy just, you know, pulled out a gun and he was going to shoot the other guy. And he goes, oh, I can't arrest him. He ain't done nothing. You know, will you sign a complaint? If you won't sign a complaint, I can't arrest him. You know, it ain't been that goddamn long, dude, since people understood what the fucking law was in this country. These son of a bitches have done this since 1979 is when they kicked her into high gear. With that goddamn, you know, and then that fucking Reagan, man, that dirty son of a bitch. With his fucking horror, Nancy Reagan, just say no program, like she was elected to fucking office and like she has anything to say to a free national about what they put in their body or what they do not. It's all been incremental and it's all been, and this false right left, and the same people, you know, coming up and going, well, there's good Republicans out there. No, they're just like these fucking pigs. There ain't one good one and they're all going to hang.
Yeah, if you're a free man, why do you need two parties? And besides, the war on drugs started in Nixon.
Oh, yeah, actually, but she was the one, you know, her and Betty Ford, you know.
There ain't much I can call in and say, because you got everything covered, you know. I can just be like, a gospel church tape. Amen! Yeah!
More people need to call in like the fellow did yesterday. And say, you know, I mean, Mark was kind of a little aggravated because, you know, I should have had the guy, I realized later on he was on a speakerphone. I should have had him turn that off. But people want to call in and they want to tell these motherfuckers. Not me.
Cool.
I'm not one of your fucking subjects. I will fucking put your ass in the ground. You're not violating my fucking Bill of Rights. I will kill you.
That's right. I didn't catch yesterday. I was out in beers for freezing my ass off, tipping over grain. And I couldn't hear you. So, and I can't get on the archives. I've been off the computer for about at least 2 months. And I'll tell you what, it's kind of a bummer, but it's been really cool because, you know, I've been honing some skills, and this is really cool.
And
I'll
bet
you guys when I can.
Man,
I'll get back in order here.
I hear you, brother.
I don't know if that's order, but I'm just doing what we're supposed to do, except for getting with other people and say, let's shut this shit down, you know?
Yeah, and more people are saying it every day. In New Jersey with their goddamn their magazine confiscation, they ain't got one fucking magazine yet. I hope they get the fucking lead, like you said. I hope that's what they get from
every grain of it.
Every fucking grain of it. We outnumber them 10,000 to fucking one, and they fucking know it. That's why, I mean, this thing's coming to a head. It has to.
Most people around me, just like the guy working for you, like, well, but the people can't stand up to a professional army. I'm like, they're going to kill you.
Yeah, I love that.
Put up your hands and not take a chance.
No.
Viking, you fool.
Fuck them. We so outnumber them and to be like an elk hunt.
That's right.
You'd be looking to some people.
I intend on dying, man. But you know what? Maybe I won't. And you know what? Bring it in because I'm going to do what I can do.
You goddamn right.
It's the end. It's the end. You know? Hey, but I did it for my people. And that's what it's about. That's what your nation is. It's your people.
You goddamn right. And the thing is, I may die. But I know we outnumber by thousands, and all everybody has to do is just be determined. No, you're fucking not going to violate that Bill of Rights. This corporation is going down. It's going down the hard way. We're going to stretch a lot of fucking ropes,
right.
And it's going to stop.
I hope I get to see it all the way. I don't. But anyway, I'll get off here, and I miss all you guys. You know, but hey, that's the way it is right now.
Hey, we miss you too, brother.
It's been good here, man. It ain't where I want to be, but hey, you know, it's pretty cool here, and I don't get messed with, and there ain't even a gravel road to get here.
I wish I had
no
a gravel road.
Ain't no freaking mailbox, ain't no nothing.
Good. I wish but I was in a place like that.
I'm getting some shit in order, and when I can get something going that way, I will. I feel kind of bad about that, but whatever, you know.
Don't, man. You were there. I know you're going to fight, and you know I'm going to fight, and that's all we have to know about each other. And I mean, people do what they can.
You're gonna die. Might as well die with some frickin' honor, and you know.
I'm not gonna get to die with honor, but I'm gonna die knowing that my fucking people are gonna fight. They are gonna fight until the goddamn charter to this country is turned over to the individual free sovereign nationals for the little
right.
United, big S states of this America without exception. There is no fucking higher law than the people, like it's supposed to be.
I sing my death song every day. I almost swore, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a shot at some bourbon here and let you go, and salute to you and everyone at the trenches.
We salute you right back, brother.
And
it's for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren.
That's why we're doing it. That's why.
Anyways,
we
have reached the top of the hour, and it was nice talking to Hal, and we've let these people know what we think about their fucking Murder Incorporated and their phony fucking, this phony goddamn. Like I said, over time, I was watching one of the Marshall Dillons the other day, and the guy, well, I don't want to know you. I don't talk to the law. It was a guy who was asking if he's seen somebody come by. He was hunting. I don't talk to the law. And that's what it used to be in this goddamn country. People understood it. It was us against them. They were after our fucking freedom. They've been after it since 1868 when they became a corporation and decided that they were going to legislate away our Bill of Rights. And they can't be touched. That clearly declares in the ninth article no authority can ever exist to take it away from us. But it is our goddamn duty to stand and blow these son of a bitches away when they try it. And that is the word from the trenches.